from this moment onwards, there can be an atmosphere of faith. So, I'm going to ask you to join me again in a prayer. We're going to go through this. Let me just say, this is a little bit like when you go to the doctor nowadays. In the old days, he just tapped you on the chest and said, open your mouth and say, ah, and stuck something down your throat and then reached up and gave you a box of pills. But that's not the way it is now. Now, when you go, he takes your blood and he takes various other things from various parts of your body and he sends them all to the laboratory. And after a while, when they've been through all the tests, they come back. Well, this is where the problem area is. Well, what we're trying to do is do that, as it were, go through all the tests and eliminate the problems. You see what I'm saying? I told you that we were very practical. We're just on a different basis, but we're just as practical as the doctor or the dentist. So, we're going to confess the sin of unbelief, and we're going to ask God to forgive us, we're going to renounce it, and we're going to proclaim our faith. Are you ready? Oh God, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we confess our sin of unbelief. We do not try to excuse it. We are responsible for it. We are sorry for it. We ask you to forgive us and to deliver us from it and impart to us your faith. And tonight we want to declare, each of us individually, I believe in God the Father. I believe in Jesus Christ, His Son. I believe in God the Holy Spirit. And I believe in the Bible, the true authoritative Word of God. I believe, Lord Jesus, what you said. God's word is the truth. Amen. All right, did you feel better now? I tell you, there's a different atmosphere in this place. A lot of nasty little demons of unbelief had to sneak out at the back door. We come to the third barrier, which is not in every life, but in many, it's unconfessed sin. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13 lays down a principle. Proverbs 28:13. He who covers his sins will not prosper. You may try desperately to succeed in life, and you may seek many things. But if there is covered, unforgiven sin in your life, you will not prosper. He who covers his sin will not prosper. But whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. I don't know, but in the lives of many of us, I suspect there are sins that have not been acknowledged, they've not been confessed, they've not been repented of. We've covered them up. We've hidden them away. You know, in dealing with people about the confession of sin, which is so important, I've discovered that a lot of people think this way, well, if I don't confess my sins to God, He'll never know about them. Really, I've found lots of people think that way. Let me tell you, God knows already. And God is not asking you to confess in order to find out what you've done. God is asking you to confess because when you do that, He can help you, see. It's for your good, it's not for His information. And let me tell you too, when you've told Him the worst about yourself, you haven't shocked Him, and He knew it all before you told it. And I tell young people, there are things you might never be able to tell your parents, because you'd be too embarrassed and too ashamed. But you can tell God, and God is never embarrassed. Isn't that wonderful? So, I'm going to give you and each of one of us here tonight an opportunity, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, to see if there's any unconfessed sin in our hearts and lives. And then, very simply, very quietly, not out loud, confess any sin that the Holy Spirit shows you. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you will confess, God has committed Himself in His faithfulness and His justice to forgive you and to cleanse you. And no matter what there might be on your conscience or in your heart tonight, if you in faith in God's faithfulness will confess those sins or that sin, you can go out of here later this evening just as if you'd never committed a sin in your life. Because when God forgives our sins, He blots them out. He doesn't hold them against us ever again. Now this we're not going to do publicly. We're just going to take just a few moments. I invite each one of you just to shut yourself in for a moment with God and let God show you, is there something that I have done or said, maybe some years back? The Holy Spirit brings it to your remembrance. No. And you respond by saying, God, I acknowledge, I'm sorry, forgive me, cleanse me in the blood of Jesus. Just take a few moments of quietness. I don't want anybody raising their eyes or their heads. But if you want to just proclaim triumphantly that you've confessed something and you know God has forgiven you, and you feel so good about it, would you just raise one hand for a moment as a testimony? God bless you. God bless you. That's right. Now remember, you're not only forgiven, you're cleansed. There's nothing between you and God from this moment onward in that respect. Let's just say out loud to God, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for forgiving me, God. Can you say that? Thank you for forgiving me, God. I receive your forgiveness. And one more thing you may need to do. You may need to forgive yourself. Sometimes that's the hardest. Say this, God, because you've forgiven me, I forgive myself. Amen. Now we're going on with the next barrier, which is closely related. It's an attitude of unforgiveness to other people. And this is terribly common in the body of Christ. I want to show you what Jesus said in Mark chapter 11. And verse 25. Mark 11 and verse 25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. All right. This is when we are in the attitude of prayer. Jesus says, before you start to pray, check. Is there anybody you've got something against? Why does he say that? Because if you pray with resentment and unforgiveness in your heart, that resentment and unforgiveness are a barrier to the answer to your prayer. So Jesus says, if you want a clear communication channel with God, an openness to receive what you pray for, before you pray, if there's anything in your heart against anyone, and that leaves out nothing and no one, forgive, then pray. I want to tell you that forgiving is not an emotion. It's a decision. It's a decision of the will. I've explained to people sometimes it's like having IOUs.